Sit back, relax, and crack a limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New, featuring the words of wisdom of some of our origin legends like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer, and Menzies. Now here's another legend, MG on the Rush Hour.
For New South Wales fans, it's been 12.
There's a celebration happening in the Roan jumpers.
Long years.
The Queenslanders are celebrating.
A dozen years of Origin Groundhog Day. You know the story, the Maroons. Put simply, when it really matters, just too good. And the Blues, well, often close, but no cigar.
Commiseration to New South Wales. They were brave in defeat.
Help me, I've fallen on the inside. I try to game. I tried to infiltrate, but now I'm losing. Medicals always seem to run the show. Save me from the ghosts and shadows before they eat my soul.
What about this year, baby? Fire up your stogies and puff away proudly. Freddie and his baby blues have finally done it.
It's a new era.
The ebbs and flows of Origin.
So we come to game three, and some may say, who cares? It doesn't matter. The series is done. As they say, a dead rubber. Well, moving closer, I've got something to tell you. That's it. Put your ear right on the speaker. This is important. This is Origin. There is no such thing as a dead rubber.
Pressure, a state of Origin football.
Nothing to play for. You reckon the Blues don't want to sweep the series 3-0?
It is over.
In Queensland, well, this is a matter of pride, and let me tell you.
The mighty Queensland Maroons.
You are none prouder.
Absent gods and silence, tyranny. We're going under, hypnotized by.
Game three, just like every Origin match, it matters.
This is the best versus the best.
It's been a tough series for the Maroons for the first time in a long time. No Thurston, Smith or Cronk. And of course, they've had injuries all over the place.
We have seen a remarkable performance by the New South Wales Blues.
If Queensland are looking for a reason to win, look no further than their new captain.
Slater's picked it up. Slater down the ground. He kicks it.
First and last game of Origin, Billy, the Kid Slater.
It's a tough one, mate, but that's Origin.
Not only will they be looking to send Billy out a winner, but once again, the Maroons are right where they love to be. Written off, given no chance, massive underdogs, and they're at home.
Mercy.
Blues series is won.
Mercy.
But the job's not done.
Tell me mercy from the powers that be.
Hoist the shield in enemy territory, having swept the series and inflict some pain of their own. Surely it doesn't get any better than that. So let's get ready to rumble, baby. New South Wales, a chance to sweep the series 3-0. Queensland, restore some pride and send Billy the Kid Slater out a winner. State of Origin, Game 3.
Australian sports, greatest contest.
Crowd roars.
stage. Welcome to Origin.
Now, in the moments before crossing to Suncorp Stadium for the beginning of a new era for New South Wales State of Origin, the man that went toe-to-toe with the King, former Blues heavyweight, and pretty nice guy, to be honest. He's actually a big softy. This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MJ.
Oh, if that has not got your blood pumping for State of Origin Game 3, you need to check your pulse. What about that, MG?
Give me a jersey. Give me a jersey.
It is time to bring out the broom. The clean sweep is here for the taking. Game 3 is here. We are inside 2 hours until kickoff. We're going to rip it apart across the next hour. We'll go to our mate, Ryan Girdler, who's up in Brisbane. Do you reckon he's walked down Caxton Street? Has he been brave enough?
No, he's back. If he was a forward, he might have thought about it, but no, he's too good looking.
Oh, I reckon with a series win, he might have been brave enough. We'll find out. We'll cross to that man, Ryan Girdler. He'll be live from 7 o'clock with Wendell Saylor, Dan Ganane. It's going to be a cracking Triple M NRL primetime. Kickoff scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight. MG, let me ask you a question. What would have happened if Brad Fittler had picked Luke Keary instead of James Maloney in this Origin series?
Totally different.
You know what?
It's a very good hypothetical, but
save your answer. I've got a brand new segment, Sporting What Ifs.
Look at you, you little game wizard boy.
It's going to launch tonight after 6:30, Sporting What Ifs. A bit of an Origin theme, $100 cash up for grabs as well with your smart ass tonight, MG.
Can't wait. Look, this is an unbelievable game tonight. They've played 113, Queensland have 160, New South Wales 51, throwing a couple of draws. Clean sweeps, New South Wales, 86, 96, 2000. We're going for another one tonight, which I think we'll get.
You think we'll get it?
I think we will.
You're going to tell me how?
I'm going to tell you how, why, and when, baby.
All right, but next, MG, there is a big but somewhat unsavoury story for mine that we have not addressed yet on this show, but it's made headlines again overnight, so we have to talk about it. We'll do that next. This is the Rush Hour with MG, State of Origin Game 3 coverage. We're inside 2 hours.
Oh.
Come on, New South Wales.
Goosebumps.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. This is your State of Origin Game 3 coverage starting now right through all the way till kickoff. Ryan Girdler, Dan Ganane, Wendell Saylor have your call tonight. It is going to be an absolute belter. Kickoff at 8 o'clock. We do the Rush Hour with MG for the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's new cans. You can support our Blues in the State of Origin. Tui's new have asked 12 legends of the game for some advice to help this young team bring home a clean sweep. You can get your limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's new can today from a bottle shop near you. They will not be around much longer, MG, but maybe they will have helped bring home the clean sweep.
They will.
Let's do this.
Trending now.
All right, MG, this is something that we have not yet discussed on the Rush Hour with MG, but it's come up again. It's been widely reported this rift that seems to have emerged between the big three in Cooper Cronk since his move to the Roosters, Cameron Smith, Nicole, and Billy Slater. There's been reporting from media that it's got to do with the partners of Cameron Smith and Billy Slater. Billy's come out in camp and said that he has no problem with Cameron.
Yep.
But Mal Meninga, who coached them both at Origin level for so long and in the national side, he spoke last night on Fox Sports, and this is what he had to say on the supposed rift between the two players, Billy Slater and Cameron Smith.
We all have tiffs. I mean, I haven't talked to my brother for a couple of weeks because we had a bit of a tiff, you know. So, I mean, from their point of view, from a team's point of view, if it actually is nagging away at the people around him, well, just address it really quickly, you know. So whoever's got the issue, just talk about it.
Right.
That's what we do in relationships, don't we? Just talk about it.
Wise words from Mao there, MG. What's your take on this whole situation?
Yeah, I think Mao's comments should be the full stop on this, because this will be the full stop. We haven't spoken about it for one reason, Liam, but it's a personal issue. And it's got nothing to do with sport or anything. I know they're high profile. I get that. It's certainly not affecting them the way they play. They're at the peak of their powers, both of them. Playing as good as ever. They don't seem to be bothered. Why is everybody else? Who gives a damn? You know, I didn't speak to my brother for 4 years. I still love him to death. But it happens. As long as we get the job done, as long as we still keep looking after our families and our parents, these blokes, let them be. Let them be. They're bloody footballers. Let's stop worrying about their personal lives.
And the Storm sitting third at the right end of the table if you're a football supporter.
Cameron Smith's never played better. Billy Smith's at the peak of his powers and going out. If he goes out this year, he's going out a legend and the best fullback we've ever seen. Come on, give him a break.
Well said, MG. Okay, we've got a football game to talk about. We're going to go to our man Ryan Girdler, who no doubt standing loud and proud out the front of Suncorp Stadium, draped in New South Wales blue.
He better be at the front of Caxton. That's where he better be.
Ryan Girdler up next to the Rush Hour with MG at Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, an hour 45 till Origin Game 3.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M, your station of origin, MG, as we build towards Game 3, a clean sweep up for grabs for New South Wales. And a quick shout out to our friends from Tui's New, New South Wales' number one beer, for yesterday's 100th show.
Oh, weren't they? It was plentiful. Our in-studio guests had a ball, and Guzman Gomez supplied our food for us. And
the Cali Burrito, it's a burrito with fries.
Thank you to all our listeners who attended. We love you.
Everyone who came in, it was a fantastic night. So you might want to get your entries in early for show number 200, MG, because that will be twice as good. Let's go to our man, Ryan Girdler, who is live. Now, Girds, as we cross to you in Brisbane, MG's predicted that you'll be standing proudly out the front of Caxton Street. Is that where we find you?
Look, I have been, usually I come up here and I keep a bit of a low profile, but yeah, I have been a little bit more buoyant today. I've been out and about in town and I've seen a lot of downtrodden looking Queenslanders, which has made me extremely happy today, I must admit.
Paint, that's an interesting picture you're about to paint. Tell us about the locals, tell us about the local papers, tell us about the supporters. I mean, not often do we see a dead rubber played in Queensland. So what kind of crowd are they expecting tonight, Gerds?
Yeah, well, I'm not too sure. I'm thinking around 45,000, so well off, obviously, capacity, which is over 50,000. But it just begs the question, boys, that, you know, we haven't seen a live game in Queensland so far this series, and the only game that comes up, as you said, is a dead rubber, and it's already been won by New South Wales. So there's not a lot of motivation, obviously, for the Queenslanders to come out and support their side. Billy's obviously playing in his last game. That'll obviously generate some numbers and a lot of interest from a sentimental point. But, you know, do people want to spend? This is what it comes back down to. Do they want to spend their hard-earned money, $200 or $300, to come and witness what can be only a 2-1 possible performance by the Queenslanders? And not sure they're going to do that tonight.
So what you're saying, Gerds, and I believe this is a direct quote, is that all it takes is a series win for New South Wales for Queensland to lose that passion of theirs.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Hey, Gerds, on a more serious football question, what I wanted to get your thoughts on DCE. He's in this team. Is there any situation where this is a win-win for him? Because it strikes me that he's being thrown to the wolves by Queensland to some extent. They're making him play for his origin future in a dead rubber.
Well, I guess, you know, you can take some opportunities with the dead rubber, and that's giving people that haven't been back in the system for a while an opportunity to come out and prove that they can perform at that level. I guess the fact that, you know, they've now basically got out of this series that Ben Hunt isn't going to be the Queensland halfback moving forward, so they're going to look at him as a utility player. So now I guess it comes down to three guys. They're giving Cherry Evans a go on the back of Michael Morgan being injured, who probably, I think, would have been their halfback in game two and certainly game three. And then there's young Ash Taylor, who didn't play well for the Titans in their loss on the weekend. So I think for Daly Cherry Evans, it's about going out, showing that he can perform at this level, and making sure that when they're chatting about the Queensland halfback in 2019, he's in the bracket.
Well said. What kind of track are we looking at tonight, Gerds? Fast track?
You know what, MG? It's actually been a little bit wet up here today. Ooh. So it's been some light showers. Not enough to do too much damage to this to the ground, which has great drainage, as you know. But it will be a little slippery, yeah.
Couple of quick-fire questions before we let you get back to your beautiful hamburger that you're munching on. Or is that a hamburger? It is a hamburger,
isn't it? It's a slider.
Oh, it's a slider.
It's like half a hamburger.
And he's taken up a carton of Tui's New with him.
You can have eight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The 4X.
You can have eight of them. Who wins?
Look, traditionally, I think, you know, with the dead rubber, there tend to be a little bit of a blowout. So I expect one side to go on with it after they establish a little bit of a lead. And hopefully that's New South Wales. They come out and early on in the game, they they assert their authority and they go on with the job. So I'm going to say New South Wales and by a bit of a margin.
What kind of scoreline are we talking?
There's usually a fair few points scored, so maybe like a 26-10.
First try scorer and man of the match, please, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to go with first try scorer. I think Tedesco is going to have a big night tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's always pushing up around the football. And I think that will be played through the middle a little bit early because of the wet conditions. So let's go with Tedesco. Man of the match tonight. I think Boyd Cordner's been New South Wales' best for the series. He's been brilliant in game one. I thought he was their best in game two. And I think tonight, the opportunity to hold up the shield. He's been wrapped up in cotton wool all week with this calf. But I saw him today. He's in good spirits and he reckons he's 100%. So I'm going to go with Boyd.
Nice work, Ryan Girdler, part of Triple M's call team for this evening. Kickoff at 8 o'clock. Girds, Wendell Sale and Dan Ganane will be on from 7 o'clock for the Triple M NRL primetime. And Girds, just for all our New South Wales listeners, just how much grief are you going to give Wendell Sale in the box tonight?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Enough for the big boy. Give him a CC and he'll be happy.
Ryan Girdler, live out the front of Suncorp Stadium. Have a great call, Girds.
Thank you, boys.
So, champion.
This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M up next. MG, we're going to change gears slightly. We've got to talk about the World Cup.
The World Game.
Yeah, but then we'll get back to Origin.
Okay, fine.
Hi, it's Nathan Cleary.
G'day, Paul Vaughan. Jake Sims from the New South Wales Blues.
Triple M rocks State of Origin.
It certainly is, and this is the Rush Hour with MG on your station of Origin, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. MG, going to break down tonight's game shortly. He's going to tell you who wins and why. Plus, still $100 cash up for grabs with MG's Smart Ask. Three audio clues relating to a specific moment in Aussie sporting history. Once you've heard all three of those clues, you need to give us a call on 133353 to tell us what that moment was. But MG, we have to talk about the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup. The first semi-final was played this morning and the French are through. Vive la France. They defeated Belgium 1-0.
Who are they going to play? That's the big $64,000 question.
Did you get up this morning and watch it?
I got up and watched the second half, yes.
So you got to see the goal, which was the important part.
That's exactly right.
Jeez, it was a quick game.
It was very fast. It seems to be quick. The World Cup, as it's progressed, it seems to be getting quicker, the games. They're just so fit, these buggers.
I pulled a hammy just watching that this morning in my bed. But let's bring in a man who actually knows what he's talking about. Part of the fantastic team at Optus Sport, he's been analysing all these games. His sleeping patterns are completely out of whack. And as importantly, MG, he's a man who can test it. We've jumped on the England bandwagon, and this man has represented England at the under-21 and under-18 level. We, of course, speak of Michael Bridges. Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
How are you doing, guys? You're not wrong about the sleeping pattern. I am living like a vampire, but I've loved every minute.
It's like jet lag, Mike.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And with England progressing as far as they have done, I'm just living on the, living on this bandwagon that continues to build up momentum.
Well, they've captured our imagination. I think by the way, the unbridled joy that they bring to themselves when they play, I keep saying on the show that I see a lot of similarities between Southgate and Brad Fittler, who's the coach of the Origin team this year, and the way they go about things. They seem to be a real player's coach or a player's manager.
You know what it is? It's really interesting you mentioned that. As big mate for Danny Badiros, his daughter goes to the same school as my daughter. He's played a big part alongside Freddie Fitz in that, obviously, New South Wales Origin battle that they've done. And one of the big things that Danny said, we're having a good chat the other day, I wished him all the best and said, congratulations, go and get the hat-trick, and get the whitewash. And he was saying, Bridgie, all we've basically done, we've got the lads together, we're not trying to technically give them as much information, we're just keeping the squad of players together. They all know how to play. And I think Southgate's given these boys from England exactly that same mentality, because they're all playing under great managers in the Premier League, from Tottenham, Liverpool and Man City. And I think Southgate's got the boys together. And I haven't seen a group of players for England be so friendly in so many years.
MG and I have said we are on the England bandwagon.
Tell Michael our bet. Tell him our bet.
You're claiming this is a bet.
Oh, well, it is.
We'll need to check the tape. Michael, the bet is that if England win...
They get to the final.
No, it's not if they get to the final.
Get to the final, yeah.
You've seen... Michael, you've seen all these ridiculous tattoos that your countrymen are getting preemptively with the World Cup winners 2018 on them. If England get to
the final...
MG's going to paint his head like a soccer ball, and apparently I have to get an England flag tattooed on my backside.
Yeah.
absolutely brilliant. I love it, boys. Well, I'm not going down that route with the tattoo, but I have made a vital mistake with Mark Swartz on my show. And said if England win the World Cup, I will let them shave St. George's flag in my head.
I saw that. And you have got a beautiful lock of hair, brother, too.
Well, for my age, I'm a little bit blessed. I have got a full set of hair. Swartz, what are you going to do? Because you've got no hair. So that could be an issue.
Hey, Michael, let's not curse it, though, and talk about England as though they're already in the final. Let's look at tomorrow morning's game, England taking on Croatia for the opportunity to play France in the final. How does this game play out, in your opinion?
For me, it's all about England have scored 8 goals from set plays in this World Cup, and they haven't really had a challenge apart from the game against Colombia. And I think if James Rodriguez had been playing, who was a world-class player, he was missing from the Colombian team, it could have been a whole different story. Apart from that, it's been nice and easy for England. Croatia, on the other hand, have a midfield that I adored before this tournament started. Modric, Perisic, Rakitic, and they've got a guy called Mandzukic up front. So attacking-wise and midfield-wise, they will dominate possession, and it's going to be a cracking game. And I reckon this one will go all the way to extra time and penalties. And yet again, I'm going to be having no fingernails or fingers at this point because I'll be biting them all.
Finally, Mike, before we let you go, brother, who is the player to watch on both teams tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning, Modric for Croatia, without a shadow of a doubt, just won the Champions League with Real Madrid. He's a great, great player. And since Ronaldo's just left Madrid, there's a lot of weight on his shoulders. He is a cracking player. And the one, the golden boy, is Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, we've done it again.
Love him. Harry Kane. Top cut, he's going to get the golden boot for the World Cup. He's leading the line, he's wearing the armband, and he's a Tottenham boy. I love him.
Good on you, brother.
You can catch all the action of tomorrow morning semi-final between England and Croatia from 3:30 a.m. on Optus Sport. That man, Michael Bridges, thank you for your time, and best of luck to our mob, England, tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much. Let's all hope we're getting haircuts and tattoos, boys. Thank you.
See you, brother.
This is the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, MG will tell you how New South Wales will win Game 3 tonight. But first, thanks to our mates at Pizza Hut, we've got $100 cash up for grabs. MG, you've picked a specific sporting event from Australian sporting history.
Iconic event, yes.
Iconic event. We've got 3 bits of audio that'll help you decipher what that event is. Once you've heard all 3, give us a call for your chance to win the $100 cash. Here is clue number 1.
Live from the Sydney Football Stadium, welcome back. As this crowd, around 40,000 now, waits with high expectation.
Okay. What are you thinking? I recognise the voice.
It's old Rabby, who, let's give a big shout out to Rabs, who will be calling his 90th game tonight. The great man will never be beaten. Love you, Rabs.
Absolutely love you, Rabby. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. An hour 20 till kickoff in Game 3.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. The countdown to Game 3 is on. This is your station of origin right through till 8 o'clock kickoff. Dan Ganane, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor. Who else would you really want to be listening to for what could be New South Wales' first clean sweep in 18 years? All right, MG, let's break it down. How does New South Wales win this game tonight?
Look, the exuberant way they've been playing the first 2 games, I think they got empowered, Liam, the very first time they got put on the stage by Brad Fittler. And Brad Fittler empowered these boys by saying to them that, I went around to each of your teammates and asked them who they want to play with. And they picked the blokes standing right next to you. So when they're out in the field of battle tonight and they're getting a little bit tired and their heart's beating extra fast and their lungs are burning, they look to the left, they look to their right, and they'll go, this is my brother who picked me to be in this team. I won't let him down. I think ultimately that's what's going to get them across the line. I think it's going to be a resurgent Queensland team tonight on the back of Billy Slater's last game in the maroon jersey. They've picked a big winger in Oates, who I think is a good selection. Jai Arrow starting is a must, but I just think the youthful exuberance of the New South Wales team is going to be too much for the Queenslanders. And I say that with my head and my heart.
What threat does DCE pose that wasn't there for Queensland in games 1 and 2?
Guidance, a very astute kicking game, and I suppose the need and want to stick it up all those detractors. And a focused DCE is a very dangerous DCE, and I'm sure he wants to make a statement tonight.
How long do you think Boy Cordner will realistically last? His calf has been... He's been saying all along that he'll be right to go.
Yeah.
He's named to start. How long do you think he will actually see it out?
60, 70 minutes.
Okay, I'll see. You think you'll play the majority of the game?
I think so. I don't think it'll be an early. I'll cross fingers because I think we need him on the field. He's, as Gerd's alluded to, he's been our best forward in the first two games, getting them hard carries out of our own end, and he's imperative to be on the field as long as he can be tonight.
There's been a lot of discussion and reporting in the papers about this team being throwing it around a bit more, and being, now that the series is won, the license to run and gun and use that outside speed, the likes of James Roberts, who probably hasn't shown what he's truly capable yet in this series. Do you expect them to be a bit more freewheeling with the ball tonight?
Well, I think that's been the mantra of the first two games as well. They've had a license to thrill. That's what Freddie gives them. He gives them a little bit of structure, but you can't really teach these guys much over a four-week period. They're picked in the team because they're so skillful. They're so fast. They're so strong. They're so fit. So just go out and play footy. Mm. Go out and play footy. If that means throwing the ball around, so be it. If it means getting Damien Cook out of dummy half more, so be it.
All right, well, you asked Gerds for his predictions earlier in the show. I want yours now. Scoreline?
I think New South Wales is going to score 30 points.
Wow.
I think it's going to be 32-20. 32-20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots of points.
Yeah, well, that's with my head.
Okay. What about first try scorer?
Corey Oates.
Interesting. Oh, if Queensland score first, that's a worry, isn't it?
It is a worry because I don't think we can afford to be behind by 10 points like we were in game two, but I think they'll come out of the blocks at a million miles an hour like the old oranges of yesteryear and just be gang tackling our boys and trying to get them into submission in the first 10 minutes. And I think they'll ultimately score the first try, but I think it will then overpower them.
All right, and who's your man of the match tonight?
Damien Cooks, the Queenslanders.
Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
It's remarkable that this bloke, who his story's been told, but who's from relative obscurity to now potentially signing an $800,000 a year contract extension.
Bravo. And you asked me a question earlier in the show about...
What ifs. Yeah, we don't have time to go into the segment in full. We'll debut it another time. But what if, as Dean Ritchie's article had suggested, Greg Alexander was the one who convinced Brad Fittler to pick James Maloney for this series over Luke Keary? What if New South Wales had picked Luke Keary?
I think we'd still be in a good position, but I don't think Luke Keary would have got the Wally Lewis medalist like I think James Maloney's going to get. I think he's going to get the player of the series.
Wow. All right, very good. Still $100 cash up for grabs. You need to know what year and what sporting event we are referring to with our three audio clues. Here is clue number two.
Laurie Daly and Bill Harrigan have time to exchange a little joke. I don't know whether it's a laughing matter. And the king goes back to his castle to watch the second half, and it's underway. Second half of State of Origin 1.
Okay, a little bit more revealed there. State of Origin, what year and what event are we talking about? This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
And this is the Rush Hour with MG. In fact, less than 2 hours to go. We've got an hour and 8 minutes until kickoff in Game 3. MG, thanks to our mates at Pizza Hut, $100 cash up for grabs. You've got to tell us what year and what sporting moment this is.
Trailing 12-10, Langer pushing it wide. Walters onward. Khan joins in. Floats the pass for Renoff. Renoff down the touchline. Beats one. Gets it in field. Hancock gets it on. Queensland are coming back.
Oh, and the phones are lighting up.
Mate, Robbie at his best.
Absolutely.
As we said earlier, 90th game tonight for the big one, so good luck, brother.
Ray Warren, institution of the game. At Blues fans, you're invited to the official New South Wales Blues team reception at the Star tomorrow. You can celebrate with the team from 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Star as Freddie and the boys bring home the Shield. Make sure you get along to the Star. It'll be a cracking event and great to see New South Wales bring the Shield home to New South Wales, lift it up, get around them. It'll be a lot of fun. MG, I think we might have a winner.
Chicken dinner.
Friend of the show, Rodney in Oyster Bay. Rodney, what year and what sporting event was that?
State of Origin number one. It was New South Wales, Queensland. It was a miracle, a Mark Coyne try.
That is...
What year?
1994.
Well done, Rodney.
That's a miracle. Play that list with the last bit.
No, we don't have time, MG. We've got to get to our Origin coverage. Okay. Congratulations to Rodney. $100 cash heading your way. MG, yes. We are out. Triple M NRL primetime next.
That man right there is my mate Liam. I'm MG. Stay winning, New South Wales.
That's been the Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast with the legendary MG. If you want more words of wisdom from Origin greats like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer and Menzies, pick yourself up the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tuis New today.